Tax Act knows small business owners can sometimes use a little help with their taxes. That's why Tax Act has Expert Assist, a team of live tax experts ready to answer any questions you may have. Think of them as your own personal sidekick. Not like one of those funny talking animal sidekicks, more like the super smart nerding out on tax code and business casual attire sidekick, but just as helpful and lovable. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
How am I sounding, actually? I sounded like crap the last 2 weeks.
Your voice has returned to normal,
Is it normal yet?
Yeah, very gravelly the past few days.
Still have a bit of it. Do you know what I went? I'm still taking the Lemzips.
Lemsip with an S,
Still zipping those Lems. And hashtag not an ad. Just something that I...
Guys, I found a product that I really appreciate and really works for me.
Hi, Ray Foley here.
Sitting on the couch with Ellen and Portia de Rossi. Hi, Ray Foley, Ellen and Portia de Rossi here. We found a product that we find really works for our respiratory systems. Really works to break down that mucus. Ellen, you want to tell them a little bit more? Actually, funnily enough, Ellen and Portia de Rossi are on a makeup ad. This is why I'm making this joke. They're on a makeup ad in America on the CNN. And it is wild. These ads on American television, they'll go on for like 2 minutes. Ellen's going through all of these makeup and moisturizers and cleansers and stuff. It's wild. And she's like, and Portia's going, tell them about the cleanser moisturizer. And Ellen's like, oh yeah, you're going to love this one. And it's an ad. Mm. Anyway, kids, let me tell you about this Benylin non-drowsy for chesty coughs. I'm on it. I have to say, it has helped along with the Lemzip. I'm feeling an awful lot better now. I'm still a bit chesty, but a lot better than I was. I booked off yesterday to take a mental health day, and it's kind of I took a sick day because I had been sick, and I was like, I'm not enjoying life, and I'm miserable. So I'm just going to take the day and make a long weekend of it, and hopefully by the end of it, I'll have kicked the arse off the cold. I still have a bit of it, but I'm on the tail end of it. I'm shaking it off. 0874-100-102. Ray, you're not alone. Even the trees losing their leaves has me feeling down in the dumps. No shame in admitting it from Ross. Love the show. Hey. Cheers, Ross. I'm not going Brezzy. This is not a mental health thing. But it is. Do you know what, actually? There's something to be said for it, though, genuinely. Men in this country are going through a mental health crisis. And on the one hand, while I'm saying I'm not doing a Brezzy and I'm not making a big campaign about it, at the same time, there's no harm in talking about it. I took it because I have been, and it is. Obviously, it's the change in the weather, and it's the change in the clocks, I think, has something to do with it. And just feeling... And by the way, my feeling on it, my own personal feelings are not like, I'm not overwhelmed, it's not getting in on me or anything, I just feel crap. It's not like, I can imagine there are people listening that are like, well, you know, it's not a measure on how I'm feeling, I'm sure it's not. But definitely wasn't feeling good last week, and I thought, just taking one day, and it occurred to me over the weekend, because I was allergic to spending time with my kid. Man, if you need a mental health day, the last thing you should do is spend time with your family. No, genuinely, it was an Instagram, one of these things of like, assess what are the important things in life I saw over the weekend. And one of those is spending time with, you know, making moments that are outside of the norm, outside of the humdrum, outside of routine. Take the kids out of school for a day and go and do something daft that they didn't expect. So we went, I told them over breakfast on the yesterday morning. I said, great news, lads, you're not going to school today. And by the way, they were allergic going to school because they'd been off for midterm the entire... So they were like, I need a mental health day as well, Daddy. We need to talk about it. So I said, surprise, you're not going to school today. We're going to go bowling instead.
Oh, bowling,
right. We went bowling.
Yeah.
We went to the bowling and we went to the arcades. I've got a whole... I could do a whole show on bowling, lads. Bowling is a cod... Bowling is a joke, is what it is.
What are you saying? You just don't agree with bowling?
Patricia and Carlo says, lads, I got one of those sunlight lamps after I heard you talking about seasonal affective disorder years ago. Was it last year or the year before we did the whole thing on the lamps? I've had the lamps. I bought it. I spent a fortune on this big round lamp to sort out my sads. I don't think it does anything. I just think just slow down. Don't hold yourself to it. I think a big thing is like, we need to always maintain this level of momentum and productivity. And at this time of year, it's not going to be possible. So be kind to yourself and just go, I tell you what, I need a day off. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to go bowling with my kids in Bray. Give them a tenner each in 1 euro coins. They piddle it all away on that claw grabber thing. It's like, go and play the games. Stop playing the claw grabber. Anyway, the light, I bought one of those lights. It doesn't work all the time, but even the little lift I get from it sometimes makes it worthwhile. From Trish and Carl, love the show. Hey, cheers, Patricia. And Deirdre says, love the show. Hey, it's easy to feel overwhelmed with Halloween and Christmas ganging up on us at this time of year. It always takes me a couple of weeks to get up to speed and feel like I'm in control of things again. From Deirdre. Yeah, you might be right there. Maybe it's just it's a lot of stuff happening at the same time. And it's a funny one, actually. I've one of these Wi-Fi weighing scales. So every time you get on it, it maps. It saves it and it puts it all on a chart. I've had it since, probably like 12 years. And I can go back and look over the last 12 years, my weight ballooned, like on a curve, my weight just balloons that midterm week that the kids are off at the end of October. And then all the way up to into January, you can just see the minute it gets dark, I start noshing and drinking. This year it's going to be different. I've lost 5 stones, so we're changing that. Yeah. Bowling is wild. Bowling is a fluke. Tell me I'm wrong. 0874 100 102.
Here we go.
Do you bowl? Are you a competitive bowler? Do you bowl? Have you prizes for bowling? Have you won money bowling? I would suggest you have to give that cash back. Because bowling is...
You're going to take down bowling this afternoon.
We're taking down... I'm back from my mental health day and I'm taking down big bowling. Is bowling just a fluke? Because I threw some great balls.
Did you?
I whacked it right on the schnoz.
Right.
And I didn't get strikes. I was going, this is just a fluke. There's no skill to... I mean, like 10-pin bowling in a bowling alley.
I've bowled, yeah.
But I don't mean bowls or anything. Is bowling a fluke? That's our question for you this afternoon. Is it all a cod for people just chuck it and whack it and cross your fingers and hope for the best? Or do the thing that my 12-year-old does of after throwing it. He does this kind of... you know that inflatable wavy arm man thing? The guy, he's got a fan on the bottom of it.
You'd see it
his
outside
arms.
Car dealerships, that kind of thing.
He's doing that thing, once the ball is gone, he's waving his hands in one direction to try and will it to go back in other direction. I mean, is bowling just a fluke and a con? Took a mental health day yesterday, and honestly, I feel like $1 million after it. Highly recommend. Took the kids out of school, we went bowling. Bowling is an absolute cod. It's a con, it's a swizz. A joke. It's just a joke.
I feel like you're very close to saying that darts is also a con. I mean, where do you draw a line?
Oh,
you can get good at anything if you practice. If you practice radio, Ray, you could get good at that.
You could you?
No practice.
I must give it a go.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm bleeding out here.
Like, would you say Ronaldo and Messi are fluky footballers?
Shut your nasty little face!
No, but there's a... That's different. And I'd say darts is different as well. Like, you genuinely darts.
You're throwing something at a target.
Yeah, I know, but bowling is... Come on.
You're just not buying it. You're not buying it. You're not suckered in like the rest of them.
No, the reason I'm saying it, and it's not because... Actually, who was it texted in? 0874 100 102 on the bowling. I take it the kids trashed you fully from Kevin. Kevin, I'm bleeding out here.
Shut your nasty little face!
They did. Okay, but that's besides the point, because they had that barrier thing, which I can do a whole show on that as well. The barrier, the rails. The barrier.
Or the bumper things, or whatever they're called, yeah.
Yeah. These rails that pop up while the kids are playing. I got a bit upset yesterday. It wasn't the best of mental health days yesterday.
You lost the rag, did you?
Yeah. But anyway, I don't want to dwell on it. We all got very upset. I got upset first, and then once I started crying, then that's when the kids started calling for the manager. Anyway, it was a great day though. Quality time, making memories that will last a lifetime for all the wrong reasons. Johnny and Amma says, I believe CNN have just ditched the American election coverage to jump on the is bowling a fluke topic. Ray, you're leading the cultural conversation as usual from Johnny and Amma. Thank you very much, Johnny. It means a lot. Yeah, I think it's just chuck it and bless yourself. Cross your fingers and hope for the best. Mel is there, 0874-101-02.
How are you, Ray? Mel here in Wexford.
Hi, love.
I had a mate who is convinced that bowling is a complete fluke sport.
Yeah, fluke.
But then again, he's really good at it, but he has no shins. My mate Tony, he's a good dog.
I don't get it. If he has no shins, does that make him better at...
I think what Mel's
Tony,
doing.
Tony, he's done the Tony joke. Tony.
Yes, yeah.
Tony, and he's no shin. What do you call
no
a man?
Shins.
What do you call a guy with no shins? Tony.
It's a well known joke, Mel, yeah.
I know the joke, but then what's that got to do with bowling? Was that just an excuse to do a bowl?
Thinly veiled.
To do the
excuse.
Joke.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. John's there as well in Limerick, John.
You just missed out on a great lesson of science and maths, both at the same time.
Science and maths in bowling.
It's all to do with momentum. Weight, yeah. Acceleration, speed, distance.
So would the if I put a bit of a spin on it as I chuck it? Because here's the thing with me, this is why I was so outraged, John. I wasn't crying, but I was very upset that I was hitting it perfectly. I was hitting it smack bang in the middle with force with a size 15 ball, which is a big ball.
Mm.
And I was like, watch this. My kids are going to be blown away. I'm going to be there. Hero. I'm going to be a legend in the
world. Were you bowling like with two hands kind of from between your knees or just one-handed?
No, I was using the ramp thing.
The little thing that spins it down. Yeah.
No, I threw it properly. Like Bill Murray in that film.
Kingpin.
But there was always one or two that would stay up. And I got very frustrating, John.
The way you throw your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, you just missed out.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is just go fluke. Just say a little Hail Mary and just throw your ball. But it is science, man. Or science, as my daughter calls it. Bye.
Bye. Cheers, brother. And, there's nothing Benlin can't fix. It's a wonder cure. Again, this is not an ad for Benlin. I'm just on the non-drowsy. It's a wonder cure along with Sudocrem. Sudocrem, Michelle says. No, it's Sudocrem, but that's a whole other story, Michelle. You get a whole... Ray Darcy get a whole show out of that. Crem or cream. It's a wonder cure along with Sudocrem and pepper in hot milk. Love the show.
Hey.
From Michelle in Dublin. Yeah, pepper and hot milk is another one. Benlin, this is not an ad, but I'm on the non-drowsy. I have a funny one, actually, a funny theory about non-drowsy. Non-drowsy anything, not Benlin necessarily, but any non-drowsy. I have a mental hang-up about taking a non-drowsy product near bedtime.
Ah, yeah.
Because I have a theory that they put something to make it...
Caffeine.
Well, I wonder, or is that just my own stupid? Between the calling out big bowling... And calling out non-drowsy products for keeping me awake all night. Guys, you can forget Trump and Harris. This is all anyone's talking about this afternoon. Ian's over there, 0874-100-102. Ian, talk to me.
Foley.
Yes.
You had to get the mention in of the big balls, didn't you?
Excuse me, what? I had to get the mention of the big balls? It's just a fact. It was a 15. It was a big, heavy ball I was chucking.
Listen, it's a game of skill.
Isn't it?
Face. You have to earn just off-centre and hope to God that you can embarrass the kids.
Well, this is it shouldn't be a game of hope. It should be a game of skill. And if it involved any skill, you'd knock them all down every single time.
Yeah, but you can't be perfect at it the first time you play it, or the second or third or fourth or fifth. You got to practice. Come on.
Bowling's a con. Bowling, I'm coming for you, big bowling. On the subject of non-drowsy, this is a thought I have. If something is non-drowsy, I don't take it any time after 6 p.m. because I have a notion that they put something in it to make it non-drowsy. Rather than the obvious thing, which is we don't put the drowsy element in it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, don't a lot of drugs, any drugs, when I look at the packaging, often they contain caffeine. So I assume that's the thing that's the opposite.
There's no caffeine in this. There's nothing that'll keep you awake. But it's just a notion that I have. Because it says non-drowsy on the label.
Mm.
It's a thing in my head. That is like, well, that's going to keep me awake. Ms. McQuaid is over there.
Ray, when products are drowsy, they have pseudoephedrine in them, which is an antihistamine that makes you drowsy.
Yes, but they don't call it drowsy, though. It's the non... Nothing says drowsy on it. but the other ones say non-drowsy on it, and they're the ones I've an issue with.
So when they say they're non-drowsy, they don't have that antihistamine in
them. They don't have it.
That's what it is. They don't put caffeine in it. Otherwise, it will be stated on the front of it that there is caffeine in it.
Yes.
Rainey has worked in pharmacies forever.
Rainey has worked in pharmacies forever. Well, it was good to... Do you know what? You put this out there, you learn something. Mike in Waterford says, I have a Wi-Fi enabled weighing scales. Is the most Ray Foley sentence you've ever heard in your life. Love the show.
Hey.
Yeah, Mike, I keep it in the room with all the stuff I bought on the internet that I can't afford.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.